Well, there must be a little bit of intelligence going on through the governments, either of our province or the local area here, or perhaps at the federal level. On the drive up here from Toronto, I noticed a couple of roadside signs that actually seem to have solar panels attached to them. I guess they would give advice to traffic and how it's flowing. Is it your hopes that these kinds of demonstrations will lead to in helping people want to ask the questions that they need to ask, and you know how they can better enhance the healing of our environment through these actions?
We need to have present in our communities examples of ways of going forward. The example of the highway signs is purely a matter of economics. It's less expensive to provide portable signs with power in that fashion than from diesel generators to run them. The economics of many of these sustainable technologies are already far superior in many applications. Photovoltaics now is the most rapidly growing industry in the world, and in fact it's so fast that we've run out of the silicon resource needed to produce the cells. We're going to have to increase the production of that material.
So there is a bit of a draw on natural resources to enhance our communities through these technologies, but in essence, is there a payoff or is there some kind of repercussion that would be positive in the eventuality that people more and more got into placing solar panels for electricity and heat generations in their own homes?
Yes, ultimately it's quite doable. There's nothing contrary to physics about it, that you could produce photocells from the first case and would have excess of generating capacity. In other words, the energy going into producing these technologies is much smaller than the amount of energy that is produced.
That's good to know. For instance, I'm looking at purchasing a home. It needs a completely new roof, but hey, listen, that's part of a house ownership, especially when the house that we're interested in is 80 years old. What can I do? And it's a sloped roof. What can I do in my own home at this point if I'm going to replace the roof? Is there any technologies that are available that I should consider taking action on to help keep my house self-sufficient or helping to enhance our environment and help to heal the ecosystem?
Before we concentrate on devices to produce energy, the way that we use energy and water and most resources is so wasteful that there's a long way we can go to reduction of that before we need to consider how much we need to replace the fossil fuels that are consumed. If we took our washing habits, maybe we can modify our washing habits. Certainly we have lower flows on our shower heads, but there are simple devices like gray water heat exchangers that when you take a shower, the warm water leaving the shower heats the cold water line going to your taps and reduces your domestic hot water load by up to 40%.
If I was to entail to investigate that, as far as perhaps cost or even installation of it, is it a fairly inexpensive and easy device to install?
It's installed less than $500, made in Canada. It's relatively straightforward, a little hard to retrofit because you got to get to the plumbing.
Are these technologies, is that information, if somebody was to want to find out more, could they contact Sustainable Edge Limited?
That's one source, or you can go directly to the manufacturer. In this case, it's called PowerPipe. There are internet sites that will give you a host of technological solutions. Even the federal government programs, Natural Resources Canada, has a fairly good basis of exploration of relatively low-tech and highly effective ways of reducing consumption.
Well, it looks like through our discussions, we've gone through our welcome to the forest at the beginning. Here we are, we find ourselves, you know, back at the forest. We talked on the waters of Big Bob Lake. Here we are on a larger size lake, one of the Great Lakes called Lake Ontario. And we've been through some elements of the history of mankind, the mistakes they've made, some of the developments that you expressed that you would hope people would entail to embrace in order to create a better environment and take some stress off our ecosystem through different types of self-generating ways to produce our own food, water, and shelter. At this particular juncture in time, is there anything you can say that you would hope would motivate people to investigate these routes or avenues?
I was motivated by the prospect of having a healthy lifestyle for my family, for bringing up my child and now my grandchildren, in an environment where I knew where the food was coming from, in a place where I could be confident that the crops could be continually regrown, that the fuels that I needed to stay warm were at hand. The fuels at hand i.e. wood, were readily available. This provided such a strong confidence in the ability to live well without the dependence on the vagaries of marketplace dynamics, etc. To boot, I want more leisure time. I think we all do. I think we all want to be much more fulfilled in the things that bring us great pleasure, the creative aspects of ourselves. And I've found that, in fact, in the pursuit of engaging this challenging transition of society to be overwhelmingly time-consuming, the devolvement to a situation where my efforts are minimized in the production of food and shelter is something that I think is quite doable, convinced from the many projects over the years that I've been participant in designing, that we can have our leisure time and a superior living environment, greater comfort, greater health, greater security, and healthier communities. That should be motivational enough to change course in our current mode of seeking participation in a global economy that's going nowhere.
Well, if you're speaking about global economy and the way it affects people personally, a lot of the suggestions you've made initially might cost them a little bit of time and money to invest in if they choose to take that action. Where potentially do you see people heading towards? If we look at the overall attitude of mankind as it is now, not speaking from a hopeful standpoint, but from what you've taken in as information from your perceptions as to what's going on a global activity by mankind, besides hope, what do you see that indicates to you that we're on the right track?
The things that cause people to be interested are quite different these days than they have been. The world of high tech has already breached its maximum. The world of high intensity living has already peaked. We're already in a state of affairs where much of the world is pursuing a change in direction. And as long as we see it not as an imposition, but rather as an opportunity to take stock and to recreate ourselves, I can be very positive about the future.
Great. That's good to know, Greg. Greg, I want to thank you very much for inviting me here to Amherst Island, just off the mainland of Kingston, Ontario, on beautiful Lake Ontario. This is quite a beautiful area that is self-sufficient, it would seem. There's a farm on here. There's houses that are old, like a couple hundred years old. Between the time of the early 70s, when you lived on this island, and the lessons you taught the community, are they still in effect at this time, and are they progressing towards even more, or do they not need to progress because they have it in hand?
I think it's becoming second nature. I think that the pieces are beginning to fall in place. For example, finally this island has returned to having a farmer's market. That local commerce, rather than taking a ferry across the island and going to the supermarket, is being supplanted by a much more pleasurable exchange of our skills and our commodities. Those small measures seemed overwhelmingly difficult before and are now becoming almost commonplace in our culture, that without knowing it, we have already started the transition.
So it seems the message I've gotten through this discussion is it all starts in the community. If the community has a consciousness to look at the aspects of self-sufficiency in a positive manner and not an imposition, then we can progress from here and give the future generations a chance at having a demonstration of mankind's ability to have forethought as opposed to just immediate gratification and just taking our world and using it like a disposable item.
Yes, and I hope that all that are listening out there are feeling the same way about the opportunity this course change offers us in renewing our human kind.
Greg Allen, once again, president of Sustainable Edge Limited in Toronto, Canada. Their website is www.s-edge.com. Greg Allen, thank you very, very much for taking the time to speak with me on these important issues. And let's hope there's some impact made through these discussions and that people will want to talk about these issues and they will perhaps want to take action or at least educate themselves and know that they can make a better tomorrow. Thank you very much, Greg Allen.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to hear from some folks out there.
Creatures moan. Oh.